It's time now for a brand new segment here on News on the Hill. This is what we're now calling Center Stage, where we will be featuring a performance that is coming up in our community in the next couple of weeks. And today we are joined by Jeffrey Mianza from Playmakers Rep to talk about their production of the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Jeff, how are you doing today?
I'm great, Andrew. How are you?
I'm very good. I was excited to hear that you were doing this play. It's a play that I've seen once and was very, very entertained by. So could you tell us a little bit about this particular production of the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee?
Sure, yeah. It's a part of our Summer Youth Conservatory, which is a program that Playmakers started back in 2007. And it features 11 high school students performing in the show. They are being led by 17 professional artists who they've been training for the last 5 weeks for this show, and they also have been supported by 11 students who are working in technical theater to get the show ready to go on stage, and it has been a ball. They are fantastic. It's a show that's about a group of elementary school students in Putnam County who are coming together for the County Spelling Bee, and we get a little peek behind the scenes of their lives, and they're sort of an island of misfit toys who come together, and there's some audience engagement and involved in the telling of the story. It's just a really fantastic ride, and we start performances next Wednesday.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun show. There are ridiculous and entertaining characters throughout, and the audience engagement piece is something that I think a lot of people, when they're seeing it for the first time, aren't quite prepared for. So could you possibly talk about that a little bit more?
Yeah, so when you walk into the theater, you will be walking into the Cafegymatorium, is what we're calling it, where the spelling bee is taking place. In the lobby, we have signups for folks who want to participate in the bee, so come with your spelling skills intact. And two lucky audience members will be brought up on stage to participate in the spelling bee. And you may even be involved in some of the dance numbers. It's a lot of fun. And I got to do it the other day. We were doing a run through and they brought me up on stage. And I have to say, it was a total ball. It's nothing scary, but we get to feature some of the spelling skills of our audience members.
We're joined by Jeffrey Mianza from the Playmakers Rep, and we are talking about the Summer Youth Conservatory production of the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. You mentioned a little bit about how the Summer Youth Conservatory program works, where there are high school students on stage and backstage. Could you talk a little bit more about that program?
Sure. Yeah, we started it back in 2007 with this idea of, you know, what would it be like if we brought a group of young folks together and put them through the crucible of the creative process of making theater? And it's just grown and changed over the years. It's really I was lucky enough to be a part of that first year and help lead the program. And it's just really the pride and joy of, and one of our favorite things we get to do all year. And because mentorship is so much a part of the theater world, it's a craft after all, that watching these students grow over the 5 weeks that they're with us, and we've of course had to take a couple of summers off because of COVID, but being back at it has just been super fulfilling. And we've had students, we have a student that's on, an alumna who is on Law and Order. We have students who've gone off to all different fields, but they have this great tie to the organization and really part of a family of alumni that stay connected with us as they head off in their different directions. But it's pretty fantastic and pretty unique, I think, in terms of what theaters offer around the country.
So what's next for the Summer Youth Conservatory program? You've obviously got this big production that's kind of taking up all the bandwidth right now, but what happens after the big summer show?
We take a nap. And then we start thinking about what next summer will be. We usually try and start recruiting folks to participate in audition, the actors audition. We do interviews with our technical theater students. So we will start planning for the coming summer right away, and getting the word out to get people excited to come back. And hopefully we get to see students over multiple years, and that's perhaps the most satisfying.
So what is the day? You said that they're there for 5 weeks. What does a day look like for the students in the program?
Yeah, so they start 10 a.m. To 5 p.m. They start the day with some warm-ups or in the shops, they're having their meetings about the work that needs to get done for the day. And they, you know, they all have a lunch break midday, but they're pretty well working every minute of their scheduled time. They have choreography rehearsals. They have musical rehearsals. They have all these great mentors around them who are helping guide them in their particular paths, helping them understand how one creates a role or how one hangs a light. So it's this really fun intergenerational group of folks coming together to really help these kids shine in whatever aspect they're interested in. And some of these folks are, you know, working in in the costume shop for the first time. They're learning how to sew as they are building costumes for the show, or learning how to weld as they are building the set. So, you know, there's some really great practical skills in addition to the team building, the sense of really accomplishing something together.
We're speaking with Jeffrey Mianza from Playmakers Rep, and I want to make sure I get the logistics of the show out there for sure. When are the performances, and where can people get tickets?
Yeah, you can get tickets at playmakersrep.org, and the performances begin next Wednesday through Sunday, and they're at 7:30 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday with a 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday. Tickets are $20 and $10 for young people, and bring a gaggle. It's a lot of fun.
One more question. After the Summer Youth Conservatory is over, what happens next for Playmakers Rep?
Yeah, so we're going to have our open house event, which is the first we've had in several years, which is just to welcome folks back to Chapel Hill, to campus, to the theater, to launch our season. That'll be on August 20th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then we start right into rehearsals in the top of August for Blues for an Alabama Sky by Pearl Klege. And then we will have Native Gardens by Karen Zacharias. And then a new adaptation of Emma by Jane Austen, which was adapted by Kate Hamill. And that'll be a really fun way to spend the holidays. So that's our fall. We're madly working to get everything ready for that, and we're excited to be back up and running.
All right. We are visiting with Jeff Mianza from Playmakers Rep. Is there anything else that you wanted to cover before we wrap up?
No, I'm just super excited that you're taking some time to celebrate all the great performing arts that are happening in the area. We're happy to be here, and we look forward to coming back and talking more.
Excellent. I look forward to it, too. Take care.
You too.